601 Grand in Maine.
Hey, 601, what's got you tied up?
My doors aren't working. When I was on the other side of the river, I was stopped in traffic and the back door opened on its own. I shut it and then I pulled up to the stop to pick someone up and they're not functioning it at all now.
Okay, and have you already tried turning the bus off?
Yeah, I turned it to night off, night park, and all the way off. Tried turning the air on and off. Tried starting it in the with the doors in the open position. None of those things worked.
Okay, so when you went from night park to day run, did you give it a good 10, 20 seconds before you hit the start button on the bus?
I think so, but I'll give it another try and see what happens.
Yeah, it's a really easy thing to do if, you know, when you're stuck like this and you're in a hurry, to just turn the bus off, turn it on, hit the start button as fast as possible. You want to make sure you're giving the electronics and a bus time to go through all their cycles and sequences and whatnot before we actually hit the start button. So let's give that a shot. Let's turn the air off, make sure the doors are in the closed position, turn the bus off, let it sit for about 10 seconds, and then turn it to day run, wait like 20 seconds, and then hit the start button, and then turn the air back on, and that should hopefully do it.
Okay, well, it's been off for probably about 30 or 40 seconds, so I'll switch it to day run, you said, and then wait about 20 seconds.
Yeah, if you look in your overhead panel, you'll see a bunch of lights, and you'll probably hear some beeping too sometimes. And just kind of wait for all that stuff to stop flashing and beeping and whatnot, and let it sit maybe like a 5 count after that, and then hit the start button.
All right, yeah, looks like they're working now.
There you go. Try to remember that. All the buses are kind of the same way. If you ever get door problems, just kind of go through that sequence and make sure to take your time with it.
All right, that's the first time I ran to that. Thanks for the info.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a good one. 1820.